Could say that the other text refers to any who are receiving the kingdom of God for the first time and admit the truth that they can receive it only as a little child, confessing that they know nothing of it themselves and cannot bring themselves to a knowledge of it, this verse shows that it goes beyond that, and that the idea goes with it even after we have received the kingdom of God. For in order to be converted, we are to be as a little child, receive the kingdom of God as a little child, allowing that we know nothing of ourselves, no wisdom of our own. It is not our own wisdom that can make it plain to us, can open the way by which we can understand it all right as it is. We must leave all our wisdom out in order to gain it, and by being converted become as a little child. Except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God. What kind of children is mentioned? Little children. Little children have not much pride of opinion of their own. Grown-up ones are not so ready to learn. Then this is spoken as giving us a model and example as to how we are to come to the Word of God to learn. There is another verse that tells us the same thing, and perhaps in a more forcible manner. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know it. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 2. How many people does that cover? Any man. All of us that have come here. Anyone, then, who has come here, will it refer to us as personally as that? Everyone. Any one of us, then, who has come here that thinks he knows anything, how much does that cover? Thinks he knows how much? Thinks he knows what? Anything. Does that cover all things, then? Yes, sir. Then the text covers all people and all things that may be known. Then if any one of us thinks he knows anything, what does he know? How much does he know? He knows nothing yet as he ought to. Well then, we will all assent that that is true, shall we? Just set that down for yourself. If you came here thinking you knew something, you must decide you do not know that you ought to know it. Then, shall we come to this study in that way? Shall we all come to this study tomorrow, next day, each time we come here, and just settled it in our minds that we know that we do not know anything as we ought to know it? I do not care if it is the old